to understand why this is coming against us. Trusting that God is only beneficent, He only can do goodness, will make us to endure, because after the affliction will come a time of joy. If you remember Saint Joseph in the prison, he was going under extreme afflictions and tribulations. He was accused falsely by the woman of Potiphar, and he was put in prison for 13 years. And he endured this because he trusted that God will never allow this to happen to him unless there is some goodness beyond that. Trusting that even the hard time is something good for us, and everything will be at the end of the day ends to a good thing, will make us to endure. At the time of affliction, we also can endure the hard time whenever we use prayers to lift us up. If we feel that we are on our own, we only fight by ourselves, it's very hard for us to feel lonely while it's hard time. So whenever we pray, simply, we feel the presence of God in our life. And I did not say that we make God to be in our sight, because He is there. But we feel His presence, and this would make the affliction time easier for us. Number five, at the time of affliction, it is very good for us to remember how God dealt with those people who endured. So whenever we read the Bible and see how God rewarded Job when he endured afflictions for many hard times, how God rewarded Joseph, how God rewarded all of those saints that we see their icons in the church, and we know about their life, that they endured hard time and they went into a time of persecution and they were even killed for his name, how God rewarded all of them. It is good for us to remember this whenever it's time for us to be tried. It's good to remember in the time of affliction that at this specific time, God is closer to us more than any time else. I will give you example to understand this. If you have two children and one of them is sick, whom you find yourself as a father or mother closer to? Of course, we answer easily and say that I find myself so much closer to my son who is sick until he recovers. If you have a son and he is having a hard time in school or something like that, you draw near to him closer than any time else, simply because you are a father and mother and you care about your son or daughter who is going under hard time. This is exactly how God with us. He said that whenever you pray to me, say, "Our Father," in order for us to understand that He is our Heavenly Father. He cares about us, and whenever it's hard time for any of us, He is closer to us than any time else. Number seven, it is good at the time, the hard time, that I also depend on another person whom He can support me and remind me with God's promises. What Satan always tries at the time of the affliction is that he tries to speak to you saying that God left you alone. You will have nobody to help you. As King David was praying and saying to God in Psalm 3, all people came against me saying that in God there is no salvation. He will never be able to help you. Having a friend or somebody whom you trust, that you come to him and speak with him whenever you are having hard time, this might help you, as this person might be the other's voice that speaks to you about God's promises and remind you that God will not leave you alone. In the time of the afflictions, don't be by yourself, isolating yourself, don't want to talk to anybody, because this sometimes might be hurting. It shows at least one person whom you can trust. He will tell you about the promises of God, and he will make you again to feel better in this hard time. At the time of affliction, it helps for us that we know that we grow spiritually and we gain the experience whenever it is the hard time. We do not learn from the good times where no fight nor warfare is against us. If you want to teach a soldier how to fight, you have to put him under pressure. This is the way soldiers learn how to fight. It's the same. Afflictions and hard times for us helps us to learn how to go into the spiritual warfare that comes against all of us every day. It's the same like what happens to gold whenever we want to be purified. We put it in fire and then it comes more pure. The time of afflictions for sure will come to an end, and what will be left is the experience, the maturity that you will gain when you pass into the hard time. It's good to remember that for all the afflictions that came and will always come upon mankind, it for sure has an end. Sometimes we feel like the hard time that I am in will never end. And this is another deception from Satan. All the tribulations that come against all of men comes to an end one day. For sure, remember this. Satan sometimes persuade people to get rid of their lives because he tries to tell them that your problem will never come to an end. Never to think this way. All the problems will come one day to an end, and what will be left is the positive experience. It is good at the time of the afflictions, in order for us to endure it, that we remember what God had done with all of us all the years of our life. Sometimes you find a person in affliction or hard time saying that this is the end of it. I will not be saved from this problem. But if you remind this person and tell him, how many problems before did you feel the same? Many of us can say many problems. I have gone into days where I never thought these days will come to an end. And then what happened? God was with me, and he delivered me out of the tribulation. So what will happen today? What changed to make you feel desperate? God is always the same. He will never change, and he is always able to deliver you. So just remembering that the past experience with God will make you to endure and to go into the hard time confident in that the one who delivered you before is able to deliver you this time and for many years to come. That's why it is very important for us that we record in our hearts and our minds and our memories the positive experiences with God. When we called upon him and he was there to help and to deliver us from the afflictions and tribulations. At the time of the afflictions, don't make Satan to deceive you and make you to forget what God has done with you before. The last point in how we can endure the time of afflictions is that we remember that afflictions and tribulations is the only thing which is in common among those who are walking in the narrow way and difficult road. He said to us, in the world you will have afflictions. He did not say to us anything else. So whenever I find myself that I am going into afflictions and I did not put myself in it, because there is a difference here, so remember that this is a sign for you that you are on the right track. If you want to leave to live your life in righteousness, for sure the world will come against you. And persecution will be against you in many ways. Those who try, for example, to keep their senses pure with all the temptation that is around them in the world, of course, this makes them to go into hard time. But whenever you feel the burden of the affliction because you are trying to live in righteousness, remind yourself that this is because I am in the narrow road, and this narrow road will lead me to the kingdom of God. Always remember this, that we, with many afflictions, should inherit the kingdom of God. So today, the advice of our Lord at the end of this Coptic year is that he who shall endure to the end will be saved. And in order for us to endure afflictions and go with the Lord to the end of our lives, we have to remember the promises of God to those who will endure, believing that God will never allow us to be tried beyond our ability, trusting that all things are working together for good for those who love God, by asking God to make himself revealed to you and you feel his presence in the time of afflictions, by remembering how God dealt and rewarded those who endured, by trusting that in the time of afflictions we are closer to God than any time else, by the use of a friend or having another person beside me to support me, by trusting that the time of afflictions will come to an end and what will be left is the positive experience from it, by remembering how God delivered us many times before in similar situations, and by believing that afflictions is the only thing which is in common between those who are walking in the narrow road heading for the kingdom of God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.